You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. I am Mika, and you are blessed. Yes, this is the truth. Amen. And my prayer for you is that God will begin to show you and speak to you and minister to you about how blessed you are and about the plans and the promises that he has for you. And listen, he speaks to us about a thing when there's no evidence of the thing to our natural senses. Amen. Amen. So let us, as he speaks to you, and as he reveals to you, grab hold to him and his truth. Notice I say grab hold to him first and his truth. Because sometimes we can grab hold to the word that he spoke and take it and run with it. Amen. And try to make it happen ourselves and do it ourselves and all the things. No, we're grabbing hold of God. We're grabbing hold of Yahweh. We're grabbing hold of Adonai. We're grabbing hold of Abba, our Abba Father. We're grabbing hold of him. And as a result of grabbing hold of him, we're grabbing hold of his truth. We're grabbing hold of his promise. We're grabbing hold of his plan. We're grabbing hold of what he says. We're grabbing hold to heaven. Yes, we're grabbing hold to heaven. We're grabbing hold to the miracle worker. We're grabbing hold to the way maker. We're grabbing hold to the mountain mover. We're grabbing hold to the power of powers. We're grabbing hold to the King of Kings. We're grabbing hold to the Lord of Lords. We're grabbing hold to the Alpha. We're grabbing hold to the Omega. We're grabbing hold to the beginning. We're grabbing hold to the end. He is the beginning and the end. We're grabbing hold to the first and the last. He is the first and the last. We're grabbing hold to the omniscient one. He is all-knowing. Yes, yes, you are the one I need to grab hold to, Lord, in the midst of the not knowings and the not seeings and the feelings that gives us knots in our stomach. We're grabbing hold to the omnipotent one, the all-powerful one. We're grabbing hold to the omnipresent one. We're grabbing hold to you, oh God. We're grabbing hold to you. We are cleaving to you. Hallelujah. We are cleaving to you. It reminds me in the book of Ruth, the story of Ruth, she grabbed hold. It looks like, yes, Lord, we're grabbing hold to your sovereignty. It looks like she was grabbing hold to Naomi, right? Her mother-in-law. Amen. Read the book of Ruth. It's a short book, but we see that she grabbed hold, she cleaved to Ruth. I mean, Naomi. When she could have went back to her land, Moab, and she could have went to what she knows. She could have chose to revert to what she knew, what was familiar to her, what made sense to her. Listen, she could have grabbed hold to her gods, because the people of Moab did not serve God, the only living God. Amen. She could have grabbed hold to and reverted to and chose what made sense, what looked like. This, going back to Moab, it looked like that my possibilities of getting a husband and having children, they look greater right now. They look greater going to Moab, going back to my land. Looks like that's possible if I go in that direction. For me to go with Naomi, that doesn't look possible. Matter of fact, maybe that's not a good idea because everything that she had, she lost. Right? Come on, somebody. Everything that Naomi had, her husband, her sons, she lost. She was even in a bitter place. Oh, but God knows how to turn the bitter place into a sweet place. He knows how to turn the ashes place into a beauty place. He knows how to turn the mourning place into a oil of joy place. He knows how to take the burden place and turn it to a light place. He knows how to take the underestimated place, hallelujah, and the overlooked place and cause it to be the spotlighted place, cause you to be the favored place. He knows how to take the famine place and turn it into a feast place. He knows how to take the stuck between a rock and a hard place, hallelujah, kareboshiandia, and make a way place. He knows how. He knows how. He knows how to take the hard place and make it a soft and cushiony and a comfort place. He knows how to take the painful place and turn it into a well of healing place and healthy place and a whole place. He knows how to take the turn the dry place into a wet place. He knows how to take the lacking place and turn it into a prosperous place. He knows how to turn the jobless place into a fully employed place. He knows how. Oh, Lord. Somebody say, he knows how. Oh. You know how, oh God. Oh, I feel your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He knows how. So look, I want to read the scripture. Mm-hmm. He knows how. In Ruth chapter 1, we'll start at verse 8. And it says, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, we'll start at verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters, who? Naomi and her two daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Mm-hmm. Somebody say, God is giving me bread in this season. Yes, this is my bread season, my nourishing season, my beauty season, my things turning around in my favor season, my increase season, my open door season, my season of God making a way out of no way, my season of God showing me his favor on the right and the left and the front and the back of me, on all sides of me. This is my season where God is highlighting me. Wherefore she went forth, verse 7, out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. Judah means praise. Somebody say, this is my praise season.
And I even hear, this is my praise season, meaning I'm praising no matter what. I'm praising when the situation tells me to be quiet, don't praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we're praising when the situation. Ooh, Holy Spirit. It reminds me of in the Gospels. Mm-hmm. Blind Bartimaeus. Uh-huh. He was in a, we're going to get back to Ruth, but we got to flow how we flowing, because we flowing with the flow. Okay. Blind Bartimaeus, and we are praying. Yes. Blind Bartimaeus, when he heard of Jesus. Yes. You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. When we hear, Ruth heard of the good news. Blind Bartimaeus heard of the good news of Jesus. I'm hearing some good news. This is my season of hearing some good news. Hearing some news of congratulations. Hearing some news of you are approved. Hearing some news of you are healed. Hearing some news of you pass. Hearing some news of promotion. Hearing some news of the unexpected, the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine news. Yes. So blind Bartimaeus, he heard Jesus was coming, and he began to praise. He began to shout off of the hearing, not off of him still being in the situation. Yeah, that had him blind and stuck and bound. His situation was still the same. Stuck, blind, bound. But he heard Jesus, and it changed. He heard Jesus. He heard Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He heard, and he began to praise. He began to shout. He began to call out, right? And everybody around him shushed him. And everybody around him rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But what did he do? He shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And what happened? Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called to the blind man, cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. Right? And throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. In verse 51 of Mark chapter 10 says, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked him. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. We saw his faith. We saw his faith at the news of Jesus. Not at everything changing first. Not at what it being what he wanted to be in the natural first. His faith. Where is our faith? What is the condition of our faith? Ah, yes. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Yes, why? Because he cleaved to Jesus. He didn't take, his eyesight wasn't enough. I want Jesus. Oh, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord, help me. Thank you, Lord. We want you, Lord. Naomi, let's get back to, I didn't lost. Hold on. I got to turn now. Bear with me. Okay, let's see. We're getting back to Ruth, right? Yes, we're getting back to Ruth. We're getting back to Ruth. Yes. In verse 8. So we read Judah. She, on the way to return into the land of Judah. And we said Judah means praise. And we are praising in this season. Not because I'm not allowing, we're not allowing anymore our situation and the condition and the circumstance and what's happening and what we're seeing or we're not seeing, what we're hearing, what we're not hearing, amen, on the earth to dictate. And Naomi, verse 8, and Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. And she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. So their chances, it looked promising for them to go back and remarry. Mm-hmm. We're not moving off of. Let us not move off of what we see, what we don't see. Let us not choose and decide off of what makes sense to us or what doesn't make sense to us. Hallelujah. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? It doesn't look like this is a good idea to go with Naomi. Then turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say I have hope, if I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would ye tarry? Would you wait for them till they were grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that, she was steadfastly minded. Ooh, steadfastly minded. Let us be steadfastly minded. Woo! Hold on. We just have to stay there for a second. Lord, help us to be steadfastly minded. Oh, Jesus. Help us to be immovable, unshakable. Yes, we're following you and cleaving you. Even if following you led us into a wilderness place, even if cleaving to you is leading us into an impossible place, leading us into a dead, how about this? Leading us into a dead place, right? Now, come on, we got to be in the spirit. Get with me. Let's not try to like understand that with our own natural minds. Ruth, Naomi said to them that the Lord has gone out against me, right? There is like seemingly no hope in this area. She says and Naomi turned again, daughters, are there sons in my womb, right? Like, well, even if I marry, I'm too old to have a husband. This looks a dead place. She's too old to have a husband, and even she does and have sons, will they wait, right, for their sons to grow up? It's a dead place. Come on, stay with me. A hopeless place, a place like, it looks like a dead end, like, we shouldn't go down there, right? And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whether thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if aught but death part thee and me. I'm fully committed. I'm fully sold out. I'm going with you no matter what. This is Ruth seeing something, hearing something, smelling something, knowing something that the nakedness of the natural senses doesn't detect. This is a faith. This is a I'm bound to you. This is Ruth having experienced the living God, even though they're not is not in the print of the pages of our Holy Bible, is not in the scripture God being mentioned. This is his sovereignty. Ruth has experienced the living God through Naomi. Who and what are we cleaving to? Who and what are we cleaving to? And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. I believe that in this season, in this hour, God is looking for some steadfastly minded saints. That I'm steadfastly minded. That no matter what it looks like, and no matter what it sounds like, and no matter what it feels like, and no matter what it smells like, and no matter what my sense, like my what makes sense or what doesn't make sense, no matter what my understanding is, Lord, I'm steadfastly minded that what you spoke, that what you have planned, I will trust and I will lean on you. I will not be moved, but I will praise. I will not be moved, but I will seek you. We will not be moved, but we will continue to press and trust. We will not be moved, but we will walk by faith. We will not be moved and stop praying, but we will pray the evermore. Lord, we thank you for strengthening us in this time. We thank you for your grace being sufficient in this time. We thank you, O God, for breathing your breath of life. Hallelujah. Your resurrecting power, your ruha in the dead places, hopeless places, grieving places, painful places, hurting places, depressed places, worried places, stressful places, suicidal places. Ayabokotia, breathe on us, O God. Send your angels, O God, to minister to us. Hallelujah. O God, we thank you for moving in what is seemingly an impossible place to us. Thank you for moving in what is a dead place to us. Thank you for moving in what is a dry place to us. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Abraham was one also. Abraham, who was called the father of faith, he was steadfastly minded that as year one came and went, year two came and went, year three came and went, year four, year five, oh, year six, year seven, year 10. Come on, somebody. He was 75 when God spoke the promise, 100 when the promise was manifested. He was steadfastly minded, full of hope when he was against hope. When there was no hope by way of what he saw on the earth. He believed in hope, the scripture says in Romans. Who against hope believed in hope. Oh, Lord. Lord, stir up our hope, God. Stir up our faith, God. Stir up our trust, God. Stir up our belief, God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let us be steadfastly minded. Let us enter into the promised land place of being steadfastly minded. We're cleaving to you, oh God. Oh, we're trusting you. And notice that as we cleave to God and our mind. Yes. Hello. Steadfastly minded. Steadfastly minded. Steadfastly minded. Steadfastly minded. As we're steadfastly minded, what happens? Our mind is stayed on Christ. Our mind is stayed on Christ. And what happens when our mind is stayed on Christ? The Bible says in Isaiah 26 and 3 that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Well, sometimes we don't recognize the power and the richness and the beauty and the wealth and the health. Oh, come on, somebody. Of peace. As we are steadfastly minded, to be steadfastly minded means that my mind must be stayed on Christ. And as my mind is stayed on Christ, he keeps me in his perfect peace. Oh, what is perfect peace? Lord, I want to be in perfect peace. Lord, we want to be in perfect peace. What is perfect peace, Lord? The Amplified says, you will keep in perfect and constant peace. Constant. Oh, wow. Constant. Constant peace. So not peace just for in a moment in time, but throughout the day. Come on, somebody. Throughout the day, throughout the night, throughout the week, that I have peace. And people are perplexed, like, how do you have such peace in the midst of a storm? Yeah, so we are, that perfect peace has us sleeping like Jesus was on the boats in the midst of the storm, because he knew surpassed what the disciples were seeing and experiencing. Oh, Lord, take us to a new level of knowing and seeing and understanding and believing in you, that it takes us to live a living that surpasses our flesh. Yes, our spirit man is being girded up and strengthened. That flesh, hallelujah, is being weakened and is not dictating. Lord, keep us in your perfect peace. The Amplified Christian says, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Ah, Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, what are we doing? What are we doing, saints? We are stayed on God. We are committing ourselves to you, God. We are leaning on you, and we are hoping confidently in you. And as we do these things, as we do these things, you are keeping us and guarding us in your perfect and constant peace. Right now, let's just take this time to declare and speak peace to our minds. I speak peace to your mind, peace to you, the peace of God to your heart, the peace of God to your soul, the peace of God to the situation, the peace of God, hallelujah, to the storm, the circumstance, the peace of God to the situation, the peace of God, hallelujah, we're rebuking the lies of Satan, silencing, hallelujah, the lies of I can't and it's never gonna change and giving up. We rebuke that and whatever else is being spoken, we rebuke it. Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. And we come into agreement with what you say, God. We come into agreement. We rebuke the words of insecurity. We rebuke the words that come out of the trauma place. We rebuke the words that come out of the broken place. We rebuke the words that come out of the dejected place. We rebuke the words that come out of the rejected place. We rebuke those words and those lies. We rebuke the words that come out of the lacking place. We rebuke the words that come out of the troubled place, in the hard place. We rebuke the words that come out of the place where there is unforgiveness, that creates unforgiveness. We rebuke the words that come out of the place of being able to hold accounts of wrongdoings. We rebuke those words and those lies that keep us stuck in that place. No, God, we thank you for your spirit, for where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you for setting us free. We're taking every thought captive and bringing it into the obedience of Christ. Yes. And so what are we saying? We're steadfastly minded. We're digging deep into you, oh God. I like this version. You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Yes, my confidence. Where is our confidence? Our confidence is in you, God. Our confidence. Let us set our confidence in you. Let us set our confidence in you, God. And not in ourselves. Because we set our confidence in ourselves, then that confidence is a lacking confidence. No matter how confident we think we are, it's still lacking. And it'll be exposed when somebody presents something or asks of something that reveals, oh, I don't think I can do. Oh, I don't know if I'm good at. Oh, right? God exposed where Moses was, and that he had now had to lean on God in order for Moses to fulfill the assignment, the calling, the mission. So I will not say no because of how I feel about myself. I will say yes to you, God, and let you reveal to us who we are in you, us that we don't know, haven't met. You of myself and show myself grace regarding the me that I was yesterday. Oh, Lord. Mercy. Ooh, look at this version. The CSB says, you will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you. Oh, my mind is dependent on you, God. Yes, we're leaning on, we're dependent on you, God. Mm-hmm. Sounds like depending on God is a win. What happens to me is perfect peace happens to me when I depend on God. Ooh, sounds like trusting in God is a win. Because when I trust in the God, in God, hallelujah, the only living God, what happens is I'm kept in perfect peace. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible also speaks about that we are blessed. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to trust in you, Lord, because what happens to me when I trust in you is I'm blessed. What happens when I lean on you is I'm kept in perfect peace. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 What happens when we trust in the Lord? Yeah, I'm trusting in you. Hallelujah. What happens when we trust and lean? We trust and lean on you, God. Good things happen. Blessed things happen. Perfect peace happens. Desires. You giving us the desires, Lord God, of our heart happens. Doing good happens. Faith happens. Pleasing you happens. So we're going to trust you, God. We're going to believe you, God. We're going to look to you, God. We're going to be steadfastly minded, God. And as with Ruth, what happened? Ruth, they entered. Ruth and Naomi, they entered into a promised land. They entered into a feast place. They started, hallelujah, and they weren't in a feasting state. They were in a grieving place. But God turned that around. The Holy Spirit spoke at the beginning of our hour of prayer. The turning around. He turned their grieving place into a joyous place, a rejoicing place. He turned their dry place, hallelujah, into a abundant place. He turned, hallelujah, their Ruth's husbandless place and childless place to a husband place and a child place. Amen. He turned their being last. Ruth went in into this new land, amen, as a foreigner, amen, and gleaning after the gleaners, and God turned and made her from the last and turned her to the head. And she married the head of the field, Boaz, right? And it became her field. And she went from having nothing to being a landowner, a mother, a wife. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Highly favored of all the people and of God. Come on, somebody. The lineage is that where Jesus comes out of. So we are being steadfastly minded. And we are trusting you, God. And we are seeking you, God. And we are dependent on you, God. And so if that means that we got to get in our secret place evermore and seek you like we never sought you before, seek you. So we need to seek God like we lost something. Like when you lost some keys, hallelujah, you turning up everything. Everything stops and all the focus becomes on seeking and finding those keys, right? Hello. Ooh, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that even some of us, you're giving keys to lands, to places, to things, to open doors, to new addresses, to new whatever it is. You're giving us keys. But everything, you can be in pain. You can have a headache. Somebody could have just made you mad. You could be stressed, all this stuff. But all of that pauses. It all stops because all the focus now becomes, I need to find these keys. Lord, help all of our focus to become, I'm seeking you. I got to get you, Lord. I need you. You are the only one that's able to handle this issue and solve this issue and resolve this issue and mend this issue and deal with this issue. So instead of us dealing with the issue, deal with the issue, God. You deal with it. So we thank you for a faith in this hour. We thank you, oh God. Yes, that we're leaving out of here with just a little bit more faith, with more faith, more faith, more faith, more faith. Thank you that in the situations and the circumstances, thank you for teaching us and ministering to us and refining us and smoothing out our rough areas that we may be the blessing and be the peace. Ooh, how about that? Let us be the blessing. How about let us be the perfect peace? Ooh, let us not be a storm. Let us not be a storm, oh God. Let us be the peace. Let us not be the dry, wildered, bitter place. That when people encounter us, they're encountering in the dry, wildered, and bitter place. No, let us be the wetland, the promised land. The sweet land. Let us be that, God. Renew our minds, God, as we seek you. Let us be open to the changing that needs to be done to us, God. Even when you don't start to change the outside first, let us submit and surrender to the change. God, we love you so much. I love you so much. Thank you for this time. Thank you for always being with us. Thank you for ministering to us. Thank you, oh God, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for our angels protecting and bringing us good news and providing and doing the work of heaven. And so we declare heaven on earth. We declare heaven on earth. We declare heaven on earth. Not our will, but thine will be done. For we desire to please you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance toward you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yavarekaka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Punavalacha Viko Neka, Yisa Adonai Punavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.